So Alex Wall from Wax Witches sees music visually, letting the sound take you back to a time and place. The man that first brought us the Bleeding Knees Club has branched off a few years ago now to start a solo project, which 4 years later has released 3 albums and is about to embark on a launch tour with a 4-piece band. With a DIY garage punk sound that sort of reminds us of Coach Whips to the shoegaze sounds like Jesus and Mary Chain, we're happy to have Alex Wall, who has recently been described on Twitter as sounding like Mick Jagger, in the studio for a chatted to us. Yeah, g'day, Alex.
Hey. I don't think I really sound like Mick Jagger.
I saw that. You retweeted it. I was like, oh, that's pretty interesting. I hadn't seen that comparison before.
Yeah, that's kind of a... I feel like that's kind of a payout these days.
Well, how are you going? Like, you're in Sydney now. It's bloody cold. A bit colder than the Gold Coast where you used to come from.
Yeah.
How have you been enjoying sort of chilling out in Sydney nowadays?
Yeah, it's good. I've got like a routine happening for once in my life.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it feels good. It's not too cold compared to New York, so
well, that's it. We'll have a chat about that for sure. Yeah. 3 albums in 4 years, you've always moved into King Gizzard territory here with the amount of records you're doing. What does it take you to create music? Like, what inspires you?
I think like my surroundings, especially like a new place. I usually try and do a new record. Like every time, it seems like every time I move house, I do a record. like my first Wax Witches record, I moved into a house and recorded that, and then I was like in another house. I don't know.
Yeah.
New surroundings, new record. I get inspired, or like, yeah.
And did you record this one in that studio in New York, or were you back here then?
This one I rented a house from my friend who was on tour. He plays in a band called Beverly. Yeah, they're a really good band, and I just took over his house and looked after his cat for a month, and he had a home studio with like endless instruments and gear, and I kind of just sat in there and looked after his cat and recorded for
amazing
a few weeks. Yeah,
your two most recent albums, Center of the Universe, of Your Universe, mm-hmm. and this year's Memory Painting, like you say, both been inspired by your time spent in New York. Mm-hmm. What is it about that city that inspires so many people to write music and create such amazing stuff?
I don't know. It's like a crazy place. There's so much going on that it's overwhelming. And I think when you're in that kind of environment, it brings out different emotions and feelings in you that you can't really get if you're not under pressure.
It's so many people, isn't there? Like, I've been there a few times and it just blows me away the amount of people that live on that one island.
Yeah, and the people aren't normal people. They're like, there's like insane people. And I get inspired by weirdos and dirty like environments and just, yeah.
Yeah. When you lived in Brooklyn, was it pretty grotty around there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, oh, it must be beautiful snow, like it's snowing. It must be white and pretty. And really, it was just like brown, like slush everywhere.
Oh, it takes like 2 days, isn't it? And then yeah. It turns into black muck and black ice. And
yeah, it's disgusting. It's gross. But I love it. Like that, I like live for that kind of grossness.
Now, do you reckon that comes across in your music? Like, there are some pretty dark songs on this latest record, for
yeah.
sure. Do you enjoy writing darker music, or do you prefer sort of the upbeat sort of stuff?
I like listening to darker music, and I don't know, I like music that actually has like emotion in it and stuff. A lot of the upbeat stuff is more like you listen. I feel like these days, like, it's made to be happy, you know, like there's no actual like meaning behind the song. It's just a happy song.
Yeah.
But I feel like darker music like actually makes you feel some sort of emotion. And I don't know, New York can be real depressing. Like, it's like the biggest city in the world, but you can feel like you're the loneliest person on yeah. the planet, which is really weird because there's so many people. And I don't know, it's a grim place. And I was around some grim stuff as well. Like, there's a lot of like, I don't know, heroin and like drugs, and like, it's a pretty grim scene at some points. But then, like, I don't know, you try and keep it upbeat as well. I didn't want to do a real depressing album. Sometimes you got to do it.
No, that's all right. I mean, some of the best albums in history have been pretty depressing.
Yeah.
That's just how it goes. Now, you write, perform, and record all the material for Wax Witches by yourself. Seems to be a very solitary activity for you. Do you prefer to work solo, or do you like working in a group?
Yeah, I can't work with people. Like, I'm useless at writing with people. I'm a bit of a control freak, I think. And I like sitting down with my guitar and like playing the same thing over and over for like 2 hours. And if I had someone else sitting looking over my shoulder, they'd get so bored and like, not, I don't know. people have worked with me and I don't think they ever will want to work with me again.
Now, you're kicking off this launch tour. You mentioned you haven't toured for a while. I think you did some shows in March, but you had like a year off touring. Before that, you were doing like 2.5 years nonstop. Yeah. So are you itching to get back on the road?
Yeah. I toured that last record a ton. I toured America like 3 times and toured Europe like just too much. And I got exhausted. And
22 shows in 23 days or something you did.
Yeah, I think it was like 25 and 26 days or something. And it was only 2 of us and no tour manager. So I was driving everywhere. And it was like, it was brutal. It was the best tour I've ever done. It was awesome. But then like we did that. And then like 2 days back in America, did like the tour to South by Southwest and played like 20 shows or something, and I just needed a long break.
So you're playing at the Chippendale Hotel on Friday night. I'll just saying off air, it's a small room in a local pub down in Chippendale, but I feel like this is the perfect place for Wax Witches to play. You've got a 4-piece now too. What can people expect on Friday night?
Yeah, I mean, if you've listened to the new album, I guess it's a lot more full, there's a lot more sounds and different guitar parts and stuff, and I think it's gonna sound real full and loud. Like, I think that room is awesome. Like, it's just small and dark and grim, and I feel like you can like really play as loud as possible in there.
And when it's dark, people dance crazily, you know. I reckon it's the opportunity to just dance like whatever, just get into it, have a bit of fun.
Yeah, I think it's sick. It reminds me of like, I don't know, like dark London sort of pub sort of vibe. I really like it.
And like you say, you've got a bit of a fuller sound, but you still recorded all the instruments on this album.
Yeah, I played everything on the record.
But bringing in new members, was there, you're saying you're a bit of a control freak. Were you really careful with who you chose?
Yeah, like, well, that's kind of another reason I hadn't been touring, because like I wanted to get the right band for this record. And usually I just play with a 2-piece because the old songs were kind of punk and like you didn't need a full band. But this band, I really wanted to be patient and get the right people. And I met these, like, these 2 skater kids just randomly, and they like shred, and it's awesome. Like, they're like, yeah, it's just amazing having like good people in your band.
And you playing guitar on stage?
Yeah, I'm playing guitar, and then like there's another guitarist and bass player and drums.
So, sweet.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds bloody awesome. You've got a couple of other shows after that as well. What else you got planned for the rest of the year?
Playing like Melbourne and Brisbane the next weekend. Yep. And then I'm going to take a little bit of time off from Wax Witches and sort of do some other music stuff.
Bleeding Knees coming back?
Potentially. I got some other things under my, up my sleeve for the rest of the year.
Oh, exciting.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure whatever you come up with, we'll enjoy. Thanks so much for coming down to 2SCR today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And we're going to spin a song off the record, Memory Painting. Which one do you reckon?
I like Morning Flowers.
Yeah, that's a good track.
I feel like it's probably the happiest, like, song. I recorded that when I first moved to New York, and it was like summer and real nice and like,
oh nice.
I don't know, I like it. I don't remember recording it and or writing it, but it's on there and I like it.
And it's the longest track on the album, so we'll take you out with that.
Cool.
Alex Wall from Wax Witches, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.